Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome. Good morning. This is your host, Lalisa J. Williams, right here on Blog Talk Radio on this fabulous Wednesday morning. We are so happy this morning to be back here on the air with you to bring you another exciting topic. I tell you, it's going to be a wonderful day. It's going to be a great day, and you got to get motivated. So we thank you again for tuning in. We thank you that you have chosen this morning to tune into this show. And we're going to be talking today about the five keys to achieving your goal. You know, everybody has goals, or everybody wants goals. So, you know, most people are in one of two places. Either they want goals or they have goals. But the key is that we want to be able to not only have goals, but we want to be able to achieve goals. Many successful people know that goal setting is a wonderful tool if used properly. There are so many things that you can achieve in life by setting a goal and sticking to it and achieving that goal. Goal achievement took me all the way from a high school dropout to a person who's working on a PhD. I did that entire stretch with goal setting. I went from being a high school dropout to going back to school and getting a GED to then going to a junior college and getting an associate degree, the same junior college whereby now I do instruct. That all of that came about through the process of goal setting. And I am here to unequivocally let you know that you too can do it. You too can do it. You can achieve the goals that you set in life. But what does it take? What do you have to do in order to make this happen? What are the things that are going to allow you to achieve? Because, you know, there's nothing like success of a goal achieved. You know, sometimes when we set goals and we don't achieve them, sometimes we're kind of left feeling empty or not feeling the greatest that we can feel. But we want to talk about that too. You know, we want you to be able to achieve the goals. I want you to be able to achieve the goals that you set for yourself and to really begin to feel good about goal setting. Because once you learn this process, once you get these five keys down pat, in other words, you know, you are able to implement them and you're able to carry them through and see the results. Goal setting is a powerful tool that you can use for any area of your life. It may be a physical area of your life that you have some goals set. I mean, you don't have to wait to the New Year's to set a New Year's resolution. You can use the goal setting tool any time you want in your life. It may be related to paying a bill. It may be related to getting a new job. It could be related to meeting new people. There's so many places in your life where you could set goals and then also achieve them. And it will work out better once you know the goal setting process. It is a process. Like most things in life, goal setting is also a process. And like any processes, they work, and when they don't work, you can tweak them. You can change them a little bit. You can add a little bit to them, take a little bit away from them to make them work, and that's the beautiful thing. So we really wanted to impress upon you today how important it is to learn the process of goal setting. There's five keys to the process. There's five keys to the process, and you can apply them And they're going to be so easy for you. And I want you to get pen and paper and so you can write down these five keys to the goal setting process. Now, the first key to the goal setting process is that you want to solidify your goal. You want a goal that is specific. You don't want to just reach out there, you know, for something that you're not quite sure what it is. You know, for instance, a person say, well, I just want to be a success. That's not a specific enough goal. Success where, how, when, what? You know, those are the questions you can always ask. Who, what, when, where, and how? You know, these are the things we were taught in, right, second, third grade. Most of us forgot how important that was. But so you ask yourself, okay, what, you know, specifically, what do I want to be a success in? Well, I want to be a successful, you know, I'm married, so I may say I want to be a successful wife. Or I'm trying to get my finances in order, so I say, you know, I want a successful, stable financial situation. I want to have enough money, you know, saved so in case there's an emergency, but I also want to be able to have enough cash ready available that I can spend. Also, I want to have some investments so that I can watch my investment grow. You know, God told us, you know, there's nothing wrong with investing and watching it grow, making good on what God has given us, and then we can even give back more. And that's like this whole awesome concept right there. And so you want to have that goal, you know, specific. I didn't just say, okay, I want more education. I want to get a degree. You know, I started small. Okay, I'm going to get an associate degree. And then I worked toward that. And then later I went back and said, well, I want a bachelor's degree. I was very specific. I want a bachelor's degree in political science because that's the degree I have. So I was very specific about the degree that I want. I didn't just say, oh, I want a degree, and then I just start taking classes. Because I see a lot of students do that, and then those are the same students that you oftentimes see disappear. You know, you want to be very specific about your goal because, therefore, you kind of know what you're driving for. You know what you're going after. You know why you're getting up each and every day. You know why you're going through that same routine because sometimes life, you know, can wear you down when it's that routine life. And so if you have that goal set, it'll kind of make the routine go a little bit better and go a little bit smoother. You may have the goal set of losing a certain amount of weight. Again, be specific. You know, say, I want to lose weight. Be specific. I want to lose 5 pounds by next week, or I want to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds. So then the very first key is that you want to solidify the goal. Therefore, it just has to be specific. Now, the second key is that you have to be able to measure the goal because how will you know when you've achieved it? So there must be some measurement to it. So like, again, with losing weight, you don't just say, you know, I want to lose weight. So you're able to measure that, you know, I want to lose 5 pounds. Well, you can measure that very easily. You get on the scale now and you get back on the scale and you can see if the 5 pounds are lost. Let's just say you are a salesperson, and you may say, I want more customers. But again, how many more customers? How will you know when you've reached that? You have no way to measure it. So you say, I want to get 20% more customers than I have right now. Or you might say, I want to get 5 more customers. Or you may say, I want to talk to 20 more people. But you need that for your goal that you're setting. You need to have it needs to be able to be measured that you can tell. You don't just say, well, I want to be able to give good customer service. Well, how would you measure that? So you might say, well, I want to have X amount of fewer customer complaints. That's typically how you can measure. One way to measure customer service is by customer complaints. Another way to measure customer service could be by how many customer referrals are you getting, things like that. But it has to be measurable. So we're talking today, if you just tuned into the show, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We're heard each and every Wednesday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we talk about various topics to motivate you and we talk about topics to encourage you and to empower you, and then ultimately to inspire you to be the absolute best that you can be. You know, just go over the top with being the best, you know, being the greatest, being the very thing that God created you to be. And so today we're talking about the five keys of achieving your goals. Because we know, let's face it, we're going to continue to set goals. I mean, there are other things people talk about doing. But, you know, a goal is what it is. A goal is a goal. And so a goal is something that most of us are familiar with. Goals can be, a lot of people, you know, maybe they're not having, they're not very favorable of goals because maybe they don't know this system. And so they're not able to use it. You can't use what you don't know. So that's why we're here teaching it. There are some people who know this, and that's great. But there are a lot of people, I find there's a lot of people who don't know. And so that's why I want to be able to help those individuals who just don't know. So we're talking today about achieving your goals. Setting goals can be a wonderful tool. It can help keep you on track. It can help keep you on target. It can help keep you focused and give you something to work on, give you something to do, and it gives you an opportunity to plan. You know, goal setting is very, very akin to planning, especially for those individuals of you who have your own businesses. And even if you work for someone else and, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you have a business within a business, you want to be able to plan, and goal setting is one of the most powerful planning tools that there is. You can set goals for you, your family members, your friends, your business, and you can just go on and on. So you definitely want to start using these right away because, you know, perfect practice makes perfect. So you want to have them, you want to begin to use them and set goals. Now, it doesn't mean that once you use this system that you're going to be perfect, but you can perfectly continue to work on being perfect. That's what I like to say. You can perfectly work on being perfect. So this is what we're going to do next. So first, we already said you're going to be specific. The first key is specific. The second key, it must be measurable. Now, the third key is that it should be something attainable for you. In other words, you know, I'm very, you know, friendly and very close to a sister of mine. However, there are things that she may be able to attain that are just not attainable for me. So you have to be careful. So the third key is that you want to set goals that are attainable. For instance, I could set a goal about, you know, I want to get more physical. And I could say, you know, I want to get, you know, more out there and, you know, utilizing my physical body. But I like to play tennis. That's one of the things I do. But it is not attainable for me to set a goal that I'm going to become, you know, a tennis champion to where I'll be in the Olympics. That's not attainable for me. One reason, because I have no real desire to do that. And I don't really have the time and the energy to put into that. I just want to get a little, you know, good at it. So you have to get goals that are attainable for you. You know, but for someone else, that may be the perfect goal. Same thing comes with, you know, writing a book or, you know, writing a play or singing a song, you know. Making a CD is not an attainable goal for me. Why? Because, you know, I don't think. So therefore, no one is going to purchase a CD that I would make. So you want to have goals that are attainable. But now, a motivational CD, absolutely, that's very attainable for me because I'm a motivational speaker, but I'm not a singer. So set goals that are attainable for you and don't focus on what other people are doing and what they can do. You know, it's the same thing with, you know, a magazine. I write. I'm an author. I have books. But, you know, doing a magazine, that's something different. That's a whole other ball game. That's a whole other level of skill sets that are needed in order to do that. So, you know, I'm not going to spend time, you know, trying to attain that goal when that's not something that, you know, is in my reach unless I get to a place where someone offers to do it for me. So you want to work within your skills, talents, and abilities and God-given, you know, gifts that you have And then you want to set your goals accordingly. So you want goals that are actually attainable, something that you can ask. Because if I set a goal that I'm going to do a magazine, it's never going to happen because it's just not attainable for me. Now, number four, the fourth one, is that the goal should be reasonable. It should be reasonable. It should be something that you're able to reasonably do, okay? For instance, again, as I'm working on this, as I began to work on the degrees, you know, I worked on what was reasonable, the field that I chose that was reasonable for me to go and study chemistry or physics wasn't reasonable. At, you know, where I was in my life and the things that was going on with me, it just wasn't reasonable. It, you know, didn't even make sense. So the fourth key is that your goal should be reasonable. It should be something that is easy for you to do, or not so easy, but easy enough so that you can stick to it. If you're, you know, let's just say you're 300 pounds overweight and you want to lose weight, you can say, well, you know, I want to lose 200 pounds. That's not reasonable unless you're, you know, giving yourself enough time to do that. So you want to make sure that your goal is reasonable, that it's within reason, because otherwise you won't stick to it. You just won't stick to it, and therefore you'll feel like a failure. You'll feel like quitting. You'll probably give up, which will make you a failure at that particular goal because you gave up. So you want a goal that's reasonable. You want to break any large goals down into smaller goals. So again, when I went back to college, I didn't just jump into, you know, the bigger college or the bigger degree. I broke it down. I started with a smaller college, a junior college, and I broke down my degree into classes and semesters. I broke it down, semester 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I just looked at, okay, the semester is made up of 3 or 4 classes, 16 weeks, and I just worked it 1 week at a time. I didn't worry about, I knew the degree would come if I stuck to the plan. When I went back to college, I made a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year plan for the overall goal, which was to get this associate degree. And then I broke the associate degree classes up into semesters. And I broke the semesters up into weeks and what topics I would study each and every week that would get me through the entire 16-week course. And that's how I just repeated that over and over and over again. You know, there's some awesome learning that will come with repetition. And that's another thing that you want to be applying along the way of this goal setting. So achieving the goal. And the same thing for those of you who are, you know, have workplace goals. You have a workplace goal, it's the same thing. But now keep in mind that behind all of this, these keys to achieving your goal, you have to watch some things like your motivation. You know, what's driving you? What's the driving force behind you? Because that's the motivation. Like for me, there was a driving force behind getting my degree. I, you know, in my mind, getting my degree was going to set me free from a lot of things. Like, I thought that getting a degree, first of all, would open doors for me in terms of different jobs that I would be eligible for. I felt that, you know, the credibility of getting a degree, you know, people know that you've gone through this or that you know, you're able to finish something that you started. They can look at all these different things and see that once you have that degree. So I had a motivation behind getting the degree, and plus it was a challenge, so I wanted to finish something that I had started, which I was coming off of the stigma of dropping out of high school, which was something that I didn't finish, and I let that drive me to always finish my degrees, where now I'm working on a PhD, so I have the same driving force. It's like, okay, you can't quit, you must finish getting that PhD. And so this is what I'm talking about. A goal achieving, and so you need motivation, but you also need to have the right attitude, because attitude will also lead you to the right resources, because you need resources in anything that you do in order to complete. You know, it's like a person who builds a house. There's lots of resources that are needed to get the house built or building or something. You know, you need resources. So you need resources also to achieve these goals that you're going to set for your life. But if you use these five keys, you will be able to set goals. And again, start small. Start with a smaller goal. So there's a small win, and that win comes quick, and the win comes easy, so that you gain confidence. And once you begin to gain confidence in the process that you're using to set the goals, then you can branch out as time goes on. You can branch out to bigger goals and bigger things. I mean, maybe you will write that movie. Maybe you will direct that play. But you can start out small. Start out small to gain your confidence. You know, I know the Word of God tells us, do not despise small beginnings. You know, a lot of times, like, I do seminars and conferences, and sometimes I'll rent a hotel, and, you know, we'll rent places that are, you know, fairly large, and we'll expect 200 or 300 people. But we do this because I started with just doing something in my living room and just inviting a few women over. And then from there, I rented, you know, a small community center or community building, and then invited a few people. So I've been doing it for like 10 years, small, little things. And people didn't see that because they weren't there, because it was small, remember? There were just a few people there, usually your best friends and or your family. So people don't see that. But then when you're there and you do the big thing, people say, you know, or sometimes people even get a little envious because they see you doing the big thing. And they think that you just popped up, and or they may think that they can do it. But the thing is, I always love to talk to people and let them know you can do it, but you got to start small. Same thing with degrees. People see, oh, well, she's got her MBA and she's working on a PhD, but they don't remember when I was getting my GED, and then from there going for a associate degree. When I was going to school every single day of the week, plus working full time, and absolutely had no money. That's why people didn't see me, because I wasn't going anywhere. It was school and home. That was it, because I was spending every dime on my education at that time. But that was the little thing. You did the little thing, and you kept doing the little thing, and before you know it, you're doing the big thing. That's how it works. It's the same thing with people who have the magazines. We go to the store and we see their Crate magazines on the stand, or maybe they have an internet magazine. But you don't see when they have the little newsletter that nobody was reading, or they had the little one-sheet, you know, newsletter. And they kept doing that over and over and over. And what they were doing was essentially you're perfecting yourself, your craft, the thing that you're doing. And so people, you know, I like to tell them, whatever it is that you want to do, start now and start small. And sometimes that's, you know, it's a hard sell, because people, they don't want to do that. They want to start big. They want to start at the highest level. And it's just not doable unless you're born to Oprah Winfrey or Donald Trump or David Kiyosaki, or, you know, unless you're born to these very, very rich parents. And even they don't sometimes want to start their children out at the highest level, because they know that you learn character, and you learn and you learn personality, and you develop your personality and these kinds of things through the things that you go through. And so most parents, even though they may have a lot of resources, they are very, very skeptical about, you know, giving it to their children right away. So because they've done that, they've seen what happened. The children typically, in those cases, end up as adults with a lot of psychological and emotional and mental problems. So now let's go on to our last key. So the first key is going to be very, very, very specific. The second key is that we're going to make sure that the goal can be measured, that we can actually say, this is how much we wanted to do, and this is what we've done, based on what we had before and what we have right now. Also, we're going to talk, we said that it has to be attainable, something that is really within your reach, something that you can actually go for. And then we said it must be reasonable and realistic. Is this something you even want? Again, don't set a goal that you don't even want to do, because therefore, we already said, you're going to lose faith, you're going to lose hope, and you're going to give up, and you're going to feel frustrated, and therefore, you will not reach the goal. You will feel like a failure when, in fact, you're not. It's just that the goal was not the right goal for you, or it wasn't set in the right process. Next, the last thing you're going to do, the last of the five keys, is that you must be time conscious. There must be a time attached to your goal. So you must say, I'm going to do this in 3 months, 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years, it could be 20 years. That's not really relevant, because if it's a 20-year goal, which is really stretched out far, but you may have little goals along the way to get to the big goal. For instance, me working on a PhD, the goal was, okay, yes, you'll get that, and it took me 20 years to get it. But along the way, you had those little accomplishments along the way to motivate you and spur you on and encourage you, okay? So you don't just set a 20-year goal and then you have nothing in between, because then along the way you may get tired, you may get a little worn out. So those are the five keys to achieving your goals. And with those five keys, if you apply them, if you take your goal, losing weight, gaining more money, having a better relationship, whatever, changing any area of your life, any area that you want to change, you set that goal. Anything that you want to see in your life, anything that you want to achieve career-wise, education-wise, you can set that goal. You want to achieve spiritually any goal. You may have a goal set that you want to read the Bible in a year. You set that goal, and then you can achieve it when it's measurable, when it is specific, when it's something attainable. You wouldn't say, well, I'm going to read the Bible in a week. That's not attainable. Unless you're a person who has absolutely nothing to do and you just like reading. So those are the five keys to achieving goals. Now go out and achieve your goals. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa Williams. You can tune in to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa, Lilisa Williams, Williams, if you need coaching services, if you would like to be coached, if you would like personal coaching, or if you would like to take part in our group coaching sessions. There are fees that are very, very affordable. You would not even believe how affordable they are. So I encourage you to go to the website, take advantage of it if you would like to purchase one of my books. You may also do that also by going to my website, www.lilisajwilliams.com, or you can purchase Release Your Power or God's Plan for My Success right from Amazon. Well, we hope you're back next week. Have a great week.